in the balance. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Which party will hold the majority in the Senate is still to be determined, as Arizona, just one of the states where ballots are still being counted.
In a call with reporters, members of Republican Arizona hopeful Blake Masters' campaign say they are confident that this next batch of results and those that follow will provide a path to victory. Now, right now, Masters trails Democrat incumbent Senator Mark Kelly by more than 115,000 votes.
Fox's Alicia Acuna in Phoenix. In Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt has a slim lead over Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto as the counting there continues. In Washoe County in the north and the Democrat-heavy Clark County, where most of the state's population lives, officials say the majority of the counting will be completed tomorrow. There could be a delay in congressional leadership elections.
Senate Republicans are supposed to elect their leaders next week, widely expected to result in another term for Mitch McConnell as GOP leader. But Florida Republican Marco Rubio says a vote should be postponed to make sure those who want to lead are genuinely committed to fighting for the values of working Americans. His statement was endorsed by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, who suggests holding a vote after Georgia's runoff Senate election on December 6th. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A GOP aide confirming to Fox News Digital moments ago that Senate Republicans will not be postponing their elections. President Biden spoke earlier today at the climate conference in Egypt, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and how a portion of the law will help cut emissions.
Look, our Department of Energy estimates that the new law will reduce emissions in the United States by about 1 billion tons in 2030, while unleashing a new era of clean energy-powered economic growth.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Today marks the first Veterans Day since a new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits.
This week, the Department of Veterans Affairs began asking veterans about possible toxic exposure to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan in an attempt to identify any health complications. The White House says more than 137,000 claims involving toxic exposure have been filed. Speaking at the UN Climate Conference in Egypt, President Biden paid tribute to U.S. veterans, including his son, Beau Biden, who died of a brain tumor in 2015.
On this special day, on every day, I honor all of those who sacrificed for our nation like my son.
The president says he believes his son's brain cancer was the result of exposure to toxic burn pits overseas when he was in the military. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Captain of a dive boat that burned and sank off California 3 years ago with 34 people trapped below deck has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. Captain Jerry Boylan was arraigned in Los Angeles federal court. A suspect sought in an unusual theft.
Police in California say a burglar stole three Olympic medals, a gold, a silver, and a bronze belonging to an unidentified member of the U.S. women's volleyball team. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the medals were being stored at a Laguna Hills home and were in a safe at the time of the October 29th heist. The gold was from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, the silver was from the 2012 London Olympics, and the bronze was from the 2016 Games in Brazil. No arrests have been made. Earlier this year, another member of the team had her gold medal stolen from her car in Anaheim. It was later found in the trash, and a man was arrested. Gian Gelosi, Fox News.
Norwegian police say two climate activists tried to glue themselves to the masterpiece, The Scream, in an Oslo museum. Police say the piece is under glass and no harm came to it. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.